You are listening to Under the Pavement on 96.9 All FM.
Reporting on direct action and grassroots resistance in the Manchester area.
Listen online at www.underthepavement.org.
The views expressed on Under the Pavement are not necessarily those of All FM.
The views expressed on All FM are not necessarily those of Under the Pavement.
Said was making bombs, when in fact it just made medicines. The fact is, Western weapons leave uranium behind, so kids get born with cancers. Stop the war. Stop the war. Stop the war. Stop the war. Stop. The fact is that Osama was made in the USA, and there's no such thing as smart bombs. The fact is there's these people that they said they had to bomb, when in fact it was just a wedding. The fact is there's these prisoners buried in the sand, mass murdered in containers. The fact is in Afghanistan more died than in New York, and most of them civilians. Stop the war.
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 They tell you lies, things get different names, like oil becomes democracy. The fact is that they tell you lies, the dead get different names, like collateral damage. The fact is that the dead, they all had different plans. They all had names and faces, hopes and dreams. The fact is war solves nothing, makes a lot of people dead, and a few rich people happy. Stop the war.
Stop the war. Stop the war.
Stop the war.
Stop the war. Stop the war.
Stop the war.
Stop the war. Stop the war.
Stop the war.
Stop the war. Stop the war.
Hail Caesar. This is what you're fighting for. The king of Death Row, Texas, elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. Oil money, Enron, the American Empire!
Sorry.
Good afternoon from both of us.
Yeah, good afternoon and welcome to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9, the 13th of September edition of Under the Pavement. And before we kick off, we would just like to say thank you to Nike and Shayi, and they do the Inspiration Hour, and you can listen to that every Wednesday afternoon between 2 and 3 on All FM 96.9 across Greater Manchester. Well, it's big bits of Greater Manchester, isn't it?
Well, it's worldwide, it's online.
Yeah, I was just going to say that bit at the end.
AllFM.org if you want to tune in on the web.
Okie doke. And on, well, before we start saying what's on today's show, we'll just back announce a couple of tracks we played. Rob Johnson is a favourite of the show with a track called Stop the War, and that was from, seems quite apt at the minute, Tony Blair, My Part in His Downfall.
Yeah.
And then before then, we had Another, well, no, I was going to say someone from Chumbawamba who we play a lot. That was Dan Burton O'Bacon, and Dan Burton O'Bacon is starting, well, restarting his solo career, and he's putting out a new album, which probably won't be out until sort of sometime next year, I think. And the album is called The Library Book of the World, and the track we played there is called Straight Talk. I should have mentioned the fact that Dan Burton O'Bacon is playing in Levenshulme M19 in October.
Why not?
Okay.
What date?
Good question, because you always get it mixed up and send people to the wrong place.
I think it's the 19th.
I think it is. It's supposed to be the 19th.
Thursday.
Yeah, it's just before the Levenshulme Festival kicks off big style. And if you want to find out more about that and any of the music and all the bits and pieces on the show, then visit www.underthepavement.org.
Yeah. So, should we tell them what's coming up on today's show, then?
We can't. Well,
it's kind of focusing on the music this week, isn't it?
It is a little bit. This is today's interview is going to be with one of the Free Johns, John Hyatt. And the Free Johns were a band who were quite influential and from back in the, I think, sort of late 80s, early 90s. And they've reformed to play sort of free gigs. And one of them is in Manchester, so talking about that. And that'll be quite soon. And what else have we got?
We've got some What's Ons coming up later on in the show about events and meetings that are happening in the next week or so around Manchester.
Yep, and linked to that, we've got a few things about gigs and club nights and cinema showings as well.
And we'll be telling you about future shows as well, what you can expect next week and the week after.
Yep, and I was just saying, if you haven't listened to Under the Pavement before, then Under the Pavement reports on direct action and grassroots assistance across the Manchester area. So it's what people are doing to make the world, hopefully, a bit of a better place.
Yeah.
Okay, so we mentioned the Free Johns interview, which we've got coming up in a minute. Another interview that we're going to broadcast at some point over the next few weeks is with the famous anarchist punk band Conflict. And to put you in the mood for that, this is a bit of Conflict, and this is called Custom Rock.
Doing this,
we
too.
Should we start again?
Rewind. That was Conflict and Custom Rock.
Yes, and you're listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9 or online at www.allfm.org. And as promised, we have an interview with the Free Johns, although it's only one of the Free Johns. It was hopefully going to be two of the Free Johns, but one of the other sort of Johns was travelling over from Chicago, so the plane was delayed, so it was meant to be. So, and then the other John is in Leeds. So there's a band called the Free Johns, they're all called John. So I started the interview off with John Hyatt to say, can you tell us a bit about the Free Johns?
Well, we're back, as they say. I mean, our main time period was the 80s. We formed in 81 on the eve of the royal wedding. And there was a gig on Leeds Hyde Park called Funk, the Royal Wedding. We formed the day before. We wrote 8 songs, went along to play, and they wouldn't let us play because they thought we weren't a real band. And so we carried on not being a real band for about 10 years.
Yep, and at the minute, like you said, the band's taken a break for quite a while, and you're all doing quite different things at the minute, aren't you, and are scattered over the globe. So what are people up to?
Yeah, well, we never actually split up as the Three Johns. We just stopped and did various things. John Langford's over in Chicago. He's living over in Chicago, and he's doing various bands. He's still doing the Mekons, and he's doing the Pine Valley Cosmonauts. The Waco Brothers, he's got numerous projects on the go. He's also doing very well with his art, doing a lot of exhibitions over in the States. And I think he's got an exhibition coming over here, maybe down in Newport, because that's where he's from in Wales. Brenny's playing the odd gig. He's still living over in Leeds. He's actually helping communities by repairing things like walls and things over in Leeds. And I'm a professor now, which is a bit weird, and director of the Myriad, the Research Institute for Art and Design at Manchester Metropolitan University. That's postgrad and research work.
Yeah, well, it sounds like we got quite busy doing lots of different things. So what was the main incentive to get back together?
Well, we were called, really. The world's in such a state that we decided we'd better reform and start to save it. So we're looking for people who want to help us do that, really. That's the main job.
Yeah, and we should just say that as part of the getting together, you're playing sort of 3 gigs, one in Manchester, which is this Friday, at the Green Room. You're also playing in Newport and in Brixton, is it?
Newport Festival, 100 years of the Transporter Bridge, important event, and then Brixton Windmill on Monday.
Yeah, and you also have a live CD out as well.
Yeah, it's not a new release, it's from a CD from the 80s, it's live in Chicago, and it's been put out on Buried Treasure Records in the States, but you can get it on the internet. Buried Treasure have got a website that you can look at, or plug if you like. There's a Three Johns MySpace / the Three Johns, all one word, all letters, and that'll tell you how to get it if you want to get it.
Okay then. Well, you are playing sort of 3 gigs, and I'm sure there's people looking forward to you playing lots of different songs. So we're going to play one of your songs now, which I think you said was probably one of your best known songs. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Death of the European. Well, it was actually going to be played by Janice Long on Radio 1 when it came out. And she said, I'll play this track after this news bulletin. And the news bulletin was the Heysel Stadium disaster. So obviously she didn't play Death of the European, which is actually about American imperialism in Europe and the loss of European culture. And she said, I'll play this song by Bruce Springsteen instead. And it was Dancing in the Dark. And it was strange because it was exactly the same record as ours, musically. And Bruce did quite well, and we slipped back into obscurity, which was nice.
Yeah, OK, well, this is Death of the European. And you're listening to Under the Pavement on RLFM 96.9, and we're here with John Hyatt of the Free Johns, and that was the Free Johns with Death of a European. And like we mentioned, sort of the Free Johns are back and playing a few gigs, and one of the important things about the Free Johns was, I think, you know, the politics of the band. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you were from politically?
Yeah, well, we were Leeds based, and we were part of the community that was Gang of Four, Three Johns, Mekons. Sort of champagne anarchists, we always described ourselves as. We were political, but we had a sense of fun anyway. I mean, if you came to our gigs, you danced your politics away. But we did, I mean, majorly, I think we were playing about seven nights a week in support of the miners back in the 80s, travelling up and down the country. In fact, we even played miners' benefits in Italy. But obviously, we helped, but we didn't succeed.
And that's probably a good sort of point to play this next track, which is actually a song about the miners' strike. And I think, like you said, sort of being based in Leeds in the sort of mid to late 80s, you know, the whole issue of the miners' strike and supporting the miners was a major issue, wasn't it?
Yeah. We were playing, you'll remember it yourself, there was a club in Bradford, an anarchist club called the 1 in 12 Club, that we played regularly. And basically it was about getting together and creating a forum to talk, really.
Yeah, and just thinking about that as well, it's often, do you feel that in some ways, you know, you mentioned the miners' strike, it's quite interesting because I remember speaking to Chumbawamba about this and saying, I think for them, it sort of had quite a big impact on their sort of politics, getting involved in, yeah, in sort of, you know, miners' strike issues, because I think it did take them, you know, outside their world to a certain extent,
yeah,
sort of meaning. Did that have an impact on yourself, say, as a band? The fact, did you feel that, you know, there was, yeah, a bigger audience out there, sort of meaning, rather than just say...
Well, yeah, we were playing to people that we wouldn't normally play to. I mean, we played places like Gorsynon in South Wales. And, like, we arrived there and went for dinner around a miner's house, you know, and then we were made honorary members of the NUM. We were playing with Billy Bragg. Mm. And we just had great times like that. And it wasn't so much an eye-opener because, you know, my dad's a lorry driver and my mother was a school cook. I mean, finished, retired now, they're still alive. So I was from that background. So, but it was good playing to a different age group, actually, rather than just your regular sort of headbanger who pogoes in the front of the stage and knocks your teeth out with a mic, you know, every now and again.
Okay, well, we'll play a track then, which was about, you know, the miners' strike. Can you want to tell us a bit about the song and what it's called?
It's called Fire Pits. It was, it's about the ball of power starting to spin, and it was about the power struggle at that time. I was also painting a lot of paintings at that time, somewhere in the British Art Show, about pylon painters, men who paint pylons. There was a film made about them as well later on, but they were like a symbol for men who actually paint the power superstructure, and it was, the song's about the struggle of power, really. It was written on a bus on the way to Bradford sometime in the near future.
Streets.
You are listening to Under the Pavement, and that was Fire Pits from the Free Johns, and we're here with John Hyatt of the Free Johns. We should just say at this point, the other Free Johns, the other two Johns in the Free Johns, rather, are John Langford and John
Brennan.
Okay, and like we said, you're getting back together to play a series of gigs over the next sort of few days.
Yeah.
And we should recap and say, in Manchester you're playing at the Green Room, that's this Friday.
This Friday, but if anybody wants to come, I suggest you get a ticket in advance because they're nearly sold out and there's a limit.
Yeah, there's a fire limit. Yeah, and I guess that's from the Green Room itself, is it? You get tickets from?
Yeah, or you can get them on Ticketline.
Yeah, okay. So you've also, as well as the live dates, and outside Manchester, you're playing in Newport and then London.
Yeah.
And like I said, the best place to find out more is the MySpace website.
Yeah. And we're also doing three live tracks for Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 on Friday at between 7 and 8.
Yeah, okay then. And what other current projects are you involved in?
Well, me personally, I've got a new band, the Sons of Potto, and we're playing bottom of the bill everywhere, which is really refreshing. And we aim to stay bottom of the bill because there's absolutely no pressure and we can only go up. We can always only go up. But I'll be doing a MySpace for the Sons of Potto shortly. I've also been doing my own stuff, doing a lot of painting, and trying to run the research institute here at MMU for the benefit of a community of artists. Because I think basically it's about like-thinking people getting together and trying to make things better for each other.
Mm, yeah. Well, thank you for the interview, John. And we'll close with a track which I think you were saying is quite prophetic to say. We've just a couple of days ago was September the 11th. And it was a track that the Free Johns wrote, which could be almost seen as, I can't think what the word I'm looking for is.
Scary, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we wrote it mid-80s, and it's if you can catch the lyrics, it's actually a prophecy. When the first line is, I shake my hands across the seven seas and summon up some strange things to see. And the song basically describes 9/11. And I wrote it, and it scares me.
Yeah, so thank you for the interview. And this is The World by Storm by the Free Johns. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to Under the Pavement on LFM 96.9.
And just to say, that was our interview with the, well, one of the Free Johns. And just to say, the tracks we played during that interview were Death of the Salesman, Fire Pits and The World by Storm. Sorry, it wasn't Death of the Salesman. We had this conversation whilst...
this conversation off air. What was it really called?
That was the Free Johns with an interview. And the tracks we played during that interview were Death of the European, Fire Pits and The World by Storm. And just a reminder that if you are in Manchester, then the Free Johns are playing at the Green Room this Friday, which is Friday the 15th of September. And I think it's advisable to get your tickets in advance, so the band said. Back to the show.
Yeah, we've just received, just in the post this morning, the latest album from David Rovics, who's one of the show's favourite artists. We tend to play him quite often. Halliburton Boardroom Massacre was released last week on MI5 Recordings, and this is the title track of the album, which is out now.
I'm
that was David Rovics on the Halliburton Boardroom Massacre, which is the title track off his new album, which is out now. Yep. And I think that's a good time to mention some events that are coming up in the next... Well, two of them are happening tonight, actually. At 6 o'clock this evening, there's a meeting happening. If you're interested in videoing or taking still photos of the Time to Go march that's happening on 23rd of September around the Labour Party conference. It's a national Stop the War demonstration, and Greater Manchester Stop the War and Chris Edwards are trying to organise a team of video activists to film the demo, and they said they've had quite a good response so far, and the Workers Film Association are involved. So people are meeting up tonight at 6 o'clock at Night and Day Cafe to plan that. Also this evening, Manchester No 2ID are having a meeting. That's at 7:30, so if you're really keen, you can go to both. And that's happening at the Friends Meeting House on Mount Street. And they say that the venue's wheelchair accessible and all are welcome to attend. They'll be discussing their progress since last month, planning future events, as well as general ID card news and friendly chat. And just one more thing that's coming up a bit later on in the month, but just so you can plan in advance. There's a Critical Mass end of summer party. Critical Mass is the bike ride that happens last Friday of every month. This one's 29th September, 6 o'clock at the Central Library. And they say ride around the city, then to a beautiful secret location for an outdoor party. Bring flags, fancy dress, whistles, music and picnic stuff. And you can go on that on bikes, skateboards, rollerblades or any human-powered transport.
OK, then, we're going to play another bit of music and then we'll come back with a few more details of other things that are happening, like films and gigs and the like. And this is a track from Ewan McCall, and it's from his album called Black and White. And if it's the right track, this should be... I've lost it now. I think it's called The Ballad of Accounting.
In the morning we built the city.
In the afternoon walked through its streets.
Evening saw us leaving.
We wandered through our days as if they would never end. All of us imagined we had endless time to spend. We hardly saw the crossroads and small attention gave to landmarks on the journey from the cradle to the grave, cradle to the grave, cradle to the grave.
Did you learn to dream in the morning?
Abandon dreams in the afternoon.
Wait without hope in the evening.
Did you stand there in the traces and let them feed you lies? Did you trail along behind them wearing blinkers on your eyes? Did you kiss the foot that kicked you? Did you thank them for their scorn? Did you ask for their forgiveness for the act of being born? Act of being born, act of being born. Did you alter the face of the city?
Make any change in the world you found?
Or did you observe all the warnings?
Did you read the trespass notices? Did you keep off the grass? Did you shuffle off the pavement just to let your betters pass? Did you learn to keep your mouth shut? We have seen and never heard. Did you learn to be obedient and jump to at a word? Jump to at a word? Jump to at a word?
Did you ever demand any answer?
The who and the what and the reason why?
Did you ever question the setup?
Did you stand aside and let them choose while you took second best? Did you let them skim the cream off and then give to you the rest? Did you settle for the shoddy and did you think it right to let them rob you right and left and never make a fight? Never make a fight, never make a fight.
What did you learn in the morning?
How much did you know in the afternoon?
Were you content in the evening?
Did they teach you how to question when you were at the school? Did the factory help you grow? Were you the maker or the tool? Did the place where you were living enrich your life? And then did you reach some understanding of all your fellow men, all your fellow men, all your fellow men?
That was Ewan McCall and The Ballad of Accounting. You're listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9.
And just reminding me, it links in with Ewan McCall, was a famous Salford singer-songwriter. And just last week we had a special feature on the Working Class Movement Library,
which featured some of his music.
It did. And you can listen to that feature again by visiting underthepavement.org, where we've got the highlights from bits of last show. Yeah, said that sort of in order. Yeah.
Have you got some events coming up, then, that you were going to tell us
yes.
about?
Yes. Do you want me to tell you about them now?
Yeah, I'm interested in these films.
Okay. Well, we'll start off by saying there's a few films on at the Corner House which might be sort of of interest, and some of it links in with the Labour Party conference, which is happening in the next few weeks. And I'll kick off just by saying, I'm just trying to find some of the films now. Yeah, on Saturday the 16th of September, which is this Saturday, from 5 p.m, there's a one-hour introduction to ideology and American cinema, and that's taking place at the Corner House, which is on Oxford Street. Is it Oxford Street or Oxford Road?
Oxford Street.
Yep. And it's just in these sort of introductions, Dr. Nigel Woodcock will discuss the role of ideology in political films, and concentrating particularly on the recent polemical movies An Inconvenient Truth and Who Killed the Electric Car. And further examples will be drawn from a wide range of contemporary American cinema. And if you're interested in that, that is led by Nigel Woodcock, and he teaches politics and sociology at City College Manchester. The tickets for that are £2.50 full and £2 concession, so it might be worth booking in advance for that. But on running from Friday the 15th to Thursday, September the 28th, is An Inconvenient Truth, and people might have heard of this. It's a documentary, and it's taken from the Little Slideshow, and that's been put together by former US presidential candidate Al Gore. And just to read a bit of the blurb, it says, going where many politicians and their constituents fear to tread, it convincingly displays evidence on the effects of global warming caused by carbon emissions. At turns humorous and terrifying, the film mixes Gore's engaging presentation with archival footage of natural disasters to chart the crisis of climate change. An Inconvenient Truth exists to inspire action by individuals and governments alike. And like I said, that film is running from this Friday for a couple of weeks until Thursday, the 28th of September. That's An Inconvenient Truth. But there is going to be a special panel event, and I'm trying to think of what the date is for that. That's on, September the 4th. So following the 3:50 showing of The Inconvenient Truth on Sunday, the 24th of December, there's going to be a panel of experts and activists who are working to combat climate change, and they will discuss the issues raised in the film. And just to say, the full panel is going to be David Miliband, and he is the Secretary of State for the Environment. There's also going to be Maria McCaffrey, I think it is, who's the CEO of British Wind Energy Association. There's going to be Dr. David Griggs from the Director of the Met Office. There's Paul Monaghan, Head of Ethics and Sustainability at the Cooperative Group, and Stephen Tyndale, who's the Director of Greenpeace. And the discussion will be chaired by the Independence political commentator Steve Richards. And the film is presented by David Miliband and Tony Juniper, who is the director of Friends of the Earth. So that's a few films that are coming on at the Corner House. Just another mention again for the Free Johns, who are playing just around the corner from the Corner House at the Green Room. That's this Friday. It's £5. Advise people to book tickets in advance, and that starts at 9 p.m. And then one last thing is that a bit different for us to mention this sort of thing. There's a club night happening. It's called Bommy Beef, and it's DJed by James, who was a guest on one of the past shows, and it plays traditional ska and ska punk. And it starts on Thursday, 21st of September at Satan's Hollow from 10:30 to 2:30. It's £2 in. And I don't know if that's going to be a regular sort of club night, but that's starting on Wednesday, the 21st of September.
So it's quite a lot going on then.
There is a little bit,
next week or so.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we'll be telling you what's coming up on next week's show and some future shows in a few minutes, because our time's nearly up. It's 12 minutes to 4. Next track we're going to play is Hefner, and this is The Day That Thatcher Died.
I was blind. dance and sing all night.
In the day that Thatcher dies, and you listen to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9.
Yeah, and what we would like to say that if you enjoy sort of listening to the show and want to find out more about some of the issues here, then it's always worth visiting Indie Media, which is indiemedia.org.uk, which often covers stories which the mainstream media doesn't cover. But what was quite interesting is someone pointed out a story that appears on the BBC website, where apparently the council has been accused of censoring a demonstration. And just reading from the website, it says, anti-war protesters have accused Labour of censorship after they were banned from holding a peace camp near the party's annual conference. The group Military Families Against the War had planned to camp near the conference in Manchester but have been banned from the city by the city's Labour council. Providing facilities for the campers would not be logistically possible, our council spokesman said. The Labour Party conference starts at the GMX Centre on Sunday. And on Wednesday, it was revealed that the police operation covering the event would be the biggest the city has ever seen. And, it just says, a spokesman for Manchester City Council said, we recognise that it's vital to work together so the city runs smoothly, while at the same time protesters are allowed to air their views in a lawful way. We cannot logistically provide facilities for camping in Albert Square. And, yes. Yeah. Okie doke. So... yeah, should we talk about future shows at this point?
Yeah, because that links in with what you've just been talking about, because there are a lot of protests going on at the around the Labour Party conference. I think there's also various fringe meetings and protests on various issues. A lot of them around sort of foreign policy, stop the war kind of things. There's also a protest against the welfare reform bill happening on the Monday the 25th, and lots of other smaller protests by different organisations. So on next week's show, we're hoping to be talking to a couple of people about the Stop the War demonstrations and about the welfare reform bill protests.
Yep, and guess why they are picking on the Labour Party conference.
And hopefully the show after that we'll be able to bring you some report backs on what happened.
OK, and yes, and like we said, in future shows we do have different things lined up, but at some point we'll bring you the interview with Conflict that we've been promising for quite a while now.
It took us a while to pin them down, didn't it?
It did. Now we've got it.
We're saving it.
We will be broadcasting that when the decks are clear. I don't know where I was going there, so I'll stop. OK, we opened the show with a track from Dan Butner-Obekin, who we mentioned is playing in Levensum in October. That's next month. And we're going to play another track from Dan Butner-Obekin. And this links in as well a little bit with the Free Johns interview we had, because Dan Butner-Obekin recorded this album in Chicago with the backing band of the Pine Valley Cosmonauts. And one of the Pine Valley Cosmonauts is John Langford, who is of the Free Johns. So the track is called What Was That?
There's a non-stop music show that never stops, but it stops every 10 minutes or so, so they can let you know about a new kind of ringtone. You can ring Tony, hey, I'm not kidding, bro. It's on Sister Channel, on so-and-so. He ain't getting down with attention. Go on, funk. Pick a question, multiple choice, pre-selection, and a drummer to re-election. What was that? All geek to me. To be a nerd these days, you need a university degree. That's okay, they got a 95% pass rate. If you pay your fees, worth 3 jobs a week just to read a little history. There's a market research database. When prompted, it regurgitates my bank details cross-reference with my low life spent in cyberspace. They know what I eat for breakfast. They know just what jerks my chain. Press the squeeze, consuming fashion, snail into my consumer habit. They know it's 11 to sit my switch, got my DNA all over it. Go ask the man from Tesco, every little helps, you know. To be a nerd these days, you need a PR strategy. But that's okay to say. Trust us, we're experts. Hey, you're gonna need a little extra warranty for your checkered history. Show. Watch him very closely now. Goldblum may betray how he makes a play with his right hand. Leads our hearts and minds. It's a double flip, I'm on a double stand. A double take on a double bind. Ambidextrously, Bobby Dazzle. 45 minute gig with tassels. Left hand speaks a landmine, and it's a slider hand and a mine. For the weekend search, clean your cache history.
Oh, hello and welcome back, and you are listening to Under the Pavement on OLFM 96.9. Coming to the end of the show now, and that was Danbert Norbeck and with What Was That from his album The Library Book of the World, out sometime next year, we think.
Oh, so we'll be playing more tracks from that over the next few shows, I imagine, since it's not available yet. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week, as I said, with discussing what's going on in terms of protests at the Labour Party conference. We'll leave you with a track from the remainder of Chumbawamba. This is from their Sing Song and a Scrap album. And this is going out to Lauren, who's listening in Levenjoom, and this is Bank Robber.
Daddy was a bank robber, but he never hurt nobody. He just loved to live that way, and he loved to steal your money. Some is rich and some is poor, and that's the way the world is. But I don't believe in lying back and saying how bad your luck is. Daddy was a bank robber, but he never hurt nobody. He just loved to live that way, and he loved to steal your money. So we came to jazz it up. We never loved to shovel. Break your back to earn your pay, and don't forget to grovel. Daddy was a bank robber, but he never hurt nobody. He just loved to live that way, and he loved to steal your money. Imagine if all the boys in jail could get out now together. What do you think they'd want to say to us while we were being
clever.
Daddy was a bank robber, but he never hurt nobody. He just loved to live that way, and he loved to steal your money. Daddy